This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Bad news today for those who like to kill time in airports browsing in a Brookstone store. There is word via the Wall Street Journal that the company, purveyor of massage chairs, memory foam slippers, and robotic pets, is on the skids, getting ready to file for bankruptcy is another way to say that. There are also apparently talks underway for Brookstone to sell itself to another novelty palace from the past, Spencer's, home of the whoopee cushion, lava lamp, and other teenage must-haves. Marketplace's Amy Scott reports on the business of selling us what we somehow want but don't really need.
If you haven't been in a Brookstone in a while, here's what you're missing. Indoor-outdoor wireless speakers, remote control stunt helicopters, and the deluxe Bluetooth body-scanning U-Divine massage chair for $4,600.
I think that's just it, you know, Not a lot of people need the novelty stuff.
They sure like to check it out, though. I found electrical engineer Kurt Stanfield at the mall in Towson, Maryland, eyeing a $60 remote control car on his lunch break.
I think, you know, especially, you know, if the economy's down or if people are trying to be wise with their money, then they're probably not going to be shopping at a place like Brookstone. There's nifty things, you know, but it's not somewhere where I'm going to be taking my money.
Brookstone didn't get back to us for comment, but the Journal reports sagging sales and heavy debt are behind the bankruptcy filing. Rajiv Lal teaches retailing at Harvard Business School. He says many stores are fighting the same battle. People try something out and then buy online.
Many times they would find something comparable at much lower prices. And that's what becomes so difficult for stores like Brookstone to be able to close a sale.
Lal is working on a book called Will Your Retail Store Survive? Spencer's apparently thinks Brookstone will. The Journal reports the company has no current plans to close stores or cut staff. And Spencer's has a history of reinvention. It started as a mail order business in the 40s, moved to the mall in the 60s, and now makes a lot of its money from Spirit Halloween and its pop-up costume stores. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.